A statement to think about. We need China. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and I'm Susan Littlefield. Today, Darren Fry is going to join me. Darren, of course, with Water Street Advisors, giving us a breakdown to what he's seen in this market trade, including what's going on with the need for this partnership between China and other countries, and how maybe we shouldn't be pushing them too far to the wayside.
Well, we do need our trading partners to have a relationship with them because, you know, we have to have somebody buy our debt. We have to have somebody buying our bonds and financing our debt. The debt isn't always the issue. It's somebody in line to buy it. And if you don't have a China or Japan or Germany or some of the bigger economies in the world, who is going to buy that debt? And so when I think about these tariffs and a lack of free trade, I understand, you know, we're trying to get things more balanced. It's been out of kilter for a long time. But one of the issues that makes it that way, Susan, and for the listeners out there, is the fact that we consume, you know, 25 to 33% of all the goods in the world, the U.S. does. And when you're that large of a consumer, how can these other countries even balance the trade? We're buying so much more than what they can buy because you look at people's economies, you look at their standard of living, you look at the job or the employment opportunities in those other countries versus ours, what the wage levels are. I mean, it's not an even playing field. We're not playing with other countries that have the wealth that the U.S. has, and we consume a lot. So we're going to have imbalances. And that isn't all bad because we need somebody as we export our debt to buy that debt. They build infrastructure here. They sometimes move jobs in here and employ people. You'll see that with Japan, China, different countries. And so it's not bad to have some imbalances. It doesn't always mean that it's as unfair as maybe the press has made it or this current administration. So I may see a little bit different. I don't like tariffs because it's going to be hurtful to these outside economies. And honestly, if they get in real bad economic situation, we're going to have problems that are tied to us because we're all connected in this world. And so it's really something that I hope people come to the table, negotiate, and get something struck so we can move past it. But it's causing a lot of volatility in our markets. There's no question about it.
So as you look at this from an agricultural perspective, obviously economy is slowing, whether it's in country or out of country, how do you see that weighing back in on our agricultural market trade?
Well, I'm really bullish our agricultural products. You know, whether it's the grains, we have to see some things turn around. Obviously, corn is starting to do that. It's been the leader in the clubhouse, if you will. Wheat still in a downtrend. A lot of fundamental reasons why wheat might go higher later, but right now the seasonals for down and we haven't seen it turn. But I think longer term, we're coming to the end of these bear markets and we're going to turn things up. I do think that we're headed towards stagflation, which will mean, you know, maybe a slowing economy for us and maybe higher unemployment rates in this country, going to a mild recession. And of course, stagflation is higher commodity prices, higher cost of goods to live. And I do think we're going to see that. And that's going to be supportive to our client base, to the farmers out there listening to us. But I'm kind of bullish, and I'm not even looking at weather or anything that could spark a bigger rally. I'm just looking at the backdrop has some tailwinds now blowing behind us, and that is stagflation.
Well, you know, and that whole weather thing brings a whole nother gamut into the maybe a cog in the wheel, shall we say, when we look at these markets moving closer to what should be a busy spring planting time.
Yes, right. We're going to be delayed a little bit here on planting, I think, just a little. But the real issue is, does it rain in the plains? Does it rain in Black Sea? Do we have wheat prices explode? What is our summer weather going to be like with a tight balance sheet and Ukraine not being online for another 6 months? Brazil probably a little bit delayed in the safrina harvest. And, you know, I mean, we got a tight balance sheet. The USDA told us that today. We got a very tight carryout pipeline at best. And it might even be tighter than what they told us today, as they have to raise exports again, I think, because they only gave us about 100 today. And I know that we probably need about 150 or more. And so it'll be interesting to see how corn works out. But boy, you get any weather threats with this tight balance sheet, you could just, it's a powder keg. You could explode prices higher.
I thought it was interesting when you look at export opportunities and you talk soybeans, which made me think, you know, our spring planting getting underway. But Brazil, right now, they said May price is more than 45 cents cheaper if they originate out of Brazil versus the Gulf ports of New Orleans.
Well, it's true, but yet we're seeing our beans go higher. Part of that is the crush. They upped that today. But I think we have a lot less beans than what we think. Basis has risen around the country. We've seen it in the spreads. Something's going on here that doesn't make a whole lot of sense with Brazil having a big, big crop. And so I can't be bearish beans either. I mean, once wheat turns, I'm looking up in all three of these commodities.
And as you look at movement into tonight's trade overnight, what are we thinking? What should we be focusing on?
Well, I think corn's going to continue to lead the complex. I think it's going to grind higher. I'm kind of looking in that $5 area for July corn. Maybe we'll get a pullback from there. But, you know, some of my cycles are turning up and they're starting to align. And when that happens, you can get a little bit bigger impulse. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, the corn is going to have a tough time going down when we're so tight and price is going to be needed to ration demand until some of these other countries come online. Everything follows corn, in my opinion. And I think corn keeps grinding higher.
Thanks so much, Darren. Darren Fry joining us with Water Street Advisors. Full comments from Darren. You can find them through our website when you go to AmericanAgNetwork.com. I'm Susan Littlefield. You're listening to the American Ag Network.